Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Pamela Ngubane, General Manager at the South African Friends of Israel. Very good afternoon, Pamela.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me again.
And thank you, Pamela. It's always appreciated, and it's so great to chat to you. And especially today, this initiative that's happened this afternoon, and maybe let me just give our listeners a little bit of background about you. So Pamela Ngubane is the General Manager at the South African Friends of Israel, an organization promoting peace in Israel and the Middle East, and interfaith relations between South Africans. So Pamela, today, starting at 10 o'clock, the most astounding initiative that happened in Soweto. And I think, please, can you take us through it? I don't think I'll do it justice. You need to do this.
Okay, so South African Friends of Israel, what we realized is that if we want to impact South African society positively regarding their perception of Israel, we need to take into account the philosophy of Ubuntu and that, you know, friendship is shown through actions, not just words. And so we are connecting South African communities with Jewish and Israeli organizations who will help those communities help themselves, essentially. So today we were partnering with WITSO to bring wheelchairs to needy children in Soweto. The wheelchairs are designed in Israel. They're made of plastic, beautiful colors, and they're for specifically small kids who are mobile in their upper body. So they have upper body strength, so they can sit up in the chair. Some of them are able to push themselves. Others need to be pushed. But the point is that, you know, beautiful wheelchairs, very durable, very lightweight as well. So even their own siblings can push them around, which is what happened today with one boy, his twin brother, who is okay. He had TB meningitis as a baby, and so he's disabled now. His little brother was pushing him around in the wheelchair. So this is what we did today. We handed over the wheelchairs to 10 children, 5 from the community around Jabavu, which is near the Credo Mutua village in Oppenheimer Tower, and then 5 at the Takalani home for the mentally handicapped.
And Pamela, how many of these wheelchairs were donated?
So today was 10, but we are working with WITSO, hoping that we can get more from Israel to help the people in Soweto and all over South Africa. The need is actually very huge. A lady was telling us, the mother of one of the recipients, that, you know, in every street that she knows of, there's a child being locked away in the house, hidden away because they are disabled. And Wheelchairs of Hope, this is why this started, because they also acknowledge that in many African communities, you know, children are actually being locked indoors because families are too ashamed or even incapable. Because there was one lady whose child can't sit up, so couldn't get a wheelchair, but she has to carry him on her back, you know, and this is what happens. And so Wheelchairs of Hope saw that by giving these wheelchairs to these children, their families are able to take them outside of the house because they don't become a burden, which in many instances brings shame and discomfort to the family.
And Pamela, so today's initiative, was this the first initiative by Wheelchairs of Hope, this project?
No, Sati's worked with WITSO before and Wheelchairs of Hope, but this year this is the first, and we're really hoping we can do more.
So, I mean, any idea? So, obviously, you'll keep this within South Africa at this stage, and any idea how many wheelchairs you're hoping to donate?
I'm not sure. This is a WITSO program, so
right.
We connected WITSO with the community. So that's what SASE does. We connect the communities with,
okay,
Jewish and Israeli organizations that can help the communities.
I mean, this is just, yeah, it's such a wonderful initiative. And you said so 10 were donated today. How did you choose the 10 recipients?
So we had to find people as close to the place where the event was going to take place. So that's why 5 were from Jabavu in Soweto, which is the place where the Credo Mutua village and Oppenheimer Tower are located. And then the other 5 we found from Takalani Center, which is near Baragwanath Hospital. So not too far from Jabavu and within Soweto. So when we do work with communities, we want to impact the community, immediate community. So that's how we found these people. We were determined that they had to be from Jababu and Soweto.
It's such a lovely, lovely initiative. And who attended? I mean, apart from recipients and their families, who else was there?
So Andrea from Witso was there.
Right.
So she was the driver of making everything possible. Then we also had the ward councillor of Jababu, Ms. Dineo. And she came with her assistant and she spoke. She was very impressed by the fact that here we are, you know, bringing Israeli technology to the community. And then we also had youth activists from Orange Farm who came to support us, who also are quite close to the director of the Credo Mutua village, Lebohang Silo. So it was quite a variety of people, but what is joining all of us together is that we want to help people, and we are very happy that Israel is a nation based on the need to make the world a better place. And so today we had Ubuntu and Tikkun Olam working together to help the most vulnerable people in Soweto.
What a wonderful, wonderful initiative. Pamela Nkubani, General Manager at the South African Friends of Israel, thank you so much for that insight, and what a great, great initiative indeed.